What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real, and this is Let's Please God, the ministry that helps you stay right with God, find victory over sin and over the devil and over the devices of the enemy. So in this case, once again, we're talking about narcissism, the spirit of Jezebel, and how to guard yourself against future encounters with Jezebel. So another tip here is to monitor your relationships. Always monitor your relationships. Keep a track of your relationships. Take an inventory of your relationships. And I encourage everybody to just do a little bit of journaling. Okay. When you meet new people in your current relationships, write down, you know, how they make you feel. What value do you see coming from them? And whether or not this is healthy or not. That's what you want to do. Because when you monitor your relationships, you can catch things that otherwise would go missed. All you got to do every day is just at the end of the day, just kind of write down a bullet point list of how you felt, how your day went, what you accomplished, who these people are in your life, what they did, what they didn't do. It should be simple. It shouldn't be a long drawn out process, but it helps you keep an inventory. By the end of the week, you can review what happened throughout the week and say to yourself whether or not this relationship with these people is a good one or a bad one, or is it going into a good space or is it going into a bad space. What you're also looking for in the relationship as you monitor it is, are you getting an equal exchange of value? Oftentimes when you're in a relationship with a narcissist, you're giving them more than they're giving you back. Okay. Now, you know, it depends on what type of relationship it is. But for men, if you say, for instance, you're dealing with a friend, a male friend or whatever, do you feel like you're getting just as much as value out of the relationship as you're giving to the relationship? And women, the same thing. If you're in a relationship with another woman, you know, that's your friend or whatever, is there a 50-50 kind of a reciprocal relationship? As I talked about before, a lot of times you'll be on the phone with these people, you feel drained afterwards. You may feel like you're being taken advantage of. That's not an equal exchange when you feel drained, because somehow they've taken more out of you than they're giving to you. You shouldn't feel drained. You shouldn't feel like there's a loss of your time or money or your strength or even your honor. So have you got off the phone or got out of a conversation or like I said, the journaling will help you identify some of these things. When you are reviewing your notes and you feel like after talking with this person, you always feel like you're dishonored or you're devalued or they said something to you that was kind of a backhanded compliment. When you monitor all this stuff, you can begin to see where the relationships stand. Who are valuable to you? Who are not valuable to you? Okay. And this can be in the smallest relationship. Say, for instance, there's a clerk at a particular business that you frequent often, and you can monitor how your interactions with her or him are. A business, you know, a school or whatever. It can be anything, but you just want to make sure that your relationships are 50-50 or they're providing value. It doesn't mean that everything has to be 50-50. I don't want to say that like that, because some relationships you have to give more, or you have to give less. It's not a always 50-50 thing, but just make sure you're getting value out of the relationship, that you're not being devalued, that your time is honored, that you are not losing money, and that you're not losing your strength. Okay. You shouldn't come home from your job, from dealing with certain people, and feel drained. This is when you start to begin to think to yourself, wait a minute, something's wrong. So just be sensitive to what is going on in all your relationships. And the way that you do that is by keeping a log of what's going on. Okay. But the bottom line is you need to monitor your relationships. You need to be thinking about the people you are closely in relation to and who you're working with, you know, and just writing down what they did, what they didn't do, how they made you feel, what they said, what they didn't say, you know. And what that'll do is help you see what type of relationships you're in. Because a lot of times you can't just pinpoint things, but if you got notes that said, this person did this to me, or they said this to me, they said that to me, you can begin to put things two and two together. It's almost like you're self-counseling on some level because you can see what you said. And now when you read it back to yourself, you're saying, wait a minute, that doesn't sound right. Or this person's really been helpful to me. And you can go out maybe and reward that person or something like that. But the bottom line is you need to keep track. You know, you got to monitor your relationship. So that's all I got for you today. And once again, if you see that the relationship is going south, or you see that the person is showing signs of narcissism and it's becoming consistent, then you know what you got to do. We had a whole sermon on how to cut off the narcissist, how to beat the narcissist. We talked about no contact. We talked about withdrawing your attention and all that kind of stuff. So I encourage you to look at that sermon again. But if you've got some great people in your life, reward them, bless them, thank them for their love and attention and support to you. So monitoring relationships is another way of guarding your soul and seeing who's doing right by you in your relationship and who's not. All right. So until next time, walk in the spirit and be blessed.